Hello, my name is Miley.
Ooh, I love the way you grow.
I'd like to welcome you to Vegan Nation. Vegan Nation is an informational program featuring vegan music, news, events, and interviews about the vegan evolution revolution happening worldwide, manifesting a paradigm of freedom, peace, health, wellness, and sustainability. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the station nor its management. I'd like to thank all our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation. We're very fortunate for Water by DJ KVM. In this Vegan Nation episode, you'll hear a bit about Vegan Earth Day. I'll be providing some details of the Vegan Earth Day March happening worldwide in over 40 cities. We'll hear that and more. This is Marlena, Massachusetts, wishing you peace, prosperity, abundance, and love.
Ooh, planted my green onions. Grew the plant from the ceiling. From the very deep beginning. And I sprout grow. No wind gon' blow. From her always gone off.
Here's Serena Fab of Born Vegan. Serena is the co-founder of Vegan Earth Day March 2023. Here's one of her clips from 2 years ago, a 9-minute clip. Enjoy.
Last week, Bill Gates went on record stating that 100% of rich nations should switch to synthetic beef. This led to outcry by some folks on the right who despise anything vegan related.
He wants to take away your beef.
And celebration by vegans and vegan media who held up Bill Gates as some sort of hero that is going to do absolutely amazing things for the vegan movement and the animals. This is deeply problematic, though, and I'm going to tell you today exactly why Bill Gates is not an ally for the animals, for the planet, or for veganism, or really anyone that we should be celebrating and elevating in any way. Now, before you get all, ooh, conspiracy theory against Bill Gates, no, this isn't going to be anything like that. This is simply going to be the facts about what Bill Gates actually stands for and invests in when it comes to food, agriculture, and how he is actually actively undermining veganism with much of his philanthropy. First of all, Bill Gates himself is not vegan. If you've watched some of my previous videos on this topic, you'll know that I am no fan of hero worship or excessively putting celebrities, plant-based, or vegan influencers on pedestals. However, to put someone on a pedestal who has every privilege and ability in the world to go vegan and speaks about and knows about the science and impact that raising animals has on the environment and climate change, yet still openly eats meat, just seems like we're taking this hero worship thing to a whole new level. Now, I get that it's exciting when someone with Bill Gates's platform and level of influence speaks out about the need to shift away from animal products to plant-based alternatives. But doesn't it kind of undermine the message when he himself is still eating animal products and also blogs and speaks about how he would bet on and raise chickens and thinks that meat and dairy are necessary to feed people and we can't expect the whole world to go vegan?
Our goal here is to take him us to Africa, where right now only 5% of the households have chickens, and get that up country by country up to about 30%.
Bill Gates also isn't the great philanthropist that you probably think he is. Even while he's given away over $50 billion to charity, his wealth has actually grown significantly over that same time period, including by $20 billion just during the pandemic alone. And some of the philanthropy that Gates and the Gates Foundation does are really just giving to multinational private for-profit corporations that the Gates Foundation also has investments in. An investigative report in The Nation found that the Gates Foundation has given over $2 billion in tax-deductible donations to for-profit corporations that the Gates Foundation held investments in. So he's kind of giving to himself and other wealthy people and getting tax deductions for doing so. The truth is, Bill Gates is really just brilliant at PR and greenwashing everything that he does. Have you ever noticed how there's an incredible, endless amount of positive news coverage of his work, and that there are hardly ever, if any, pieces in mainstream media that are critical of him or his foundation's approach to solving problems? Well, it just so happens that he is also giving millions of dollars every year to journalistic and media entities such as NPR, The New York Times, and The Guardian, often to report on programs and efforts in agriculture and poverty that his foundation is directly working in, which results in a very interesting conflict of interest. The Columbia Journalism Review summed it up in their brilliant, extensive investigative piece. In the same way that the news media has given Gates an outsized voice in the pandemic, the foundation has long used its charitable giving to shape public discourse on everything from global health to education to agriculture. Bill Gates also uses his philanthropy to zealously promote an agenda of deregulation and free market capitalism and technological solutions. This includes things such as genetically engineering cows that will produce fewer methane emissions and more meat and dairy per single cow, or shooting particles into the sky to block or dim the sun to prevent climate change. And he does all of this rather than focusing on literally any of the root problems of climate change, of income inequality, of poverty, of animal agriculture, which should come as no surprise, since tackling these root issues would mean tackling the very systems that benefits Gates and that he continues and has gained his wealth and power through. An article in The Nation laid out this type of conflict so clearly in their reporting, where they showed just how much Gates personally emits when it comes to greenhouse gas emissions from his private jet, his 23-car private garage, and his several multi-million dollar mansions, as well as the fact that he and his foundation are still invested in and continuing to make profits off of fossil fuel companies, all while he goes around claiming to be a huge champion for the climate and taking action on climate change. And sadly, when it comes to veganism, the story is no different. Bill Gates is going around telling everyone that we need to switch to eating synthetic meat and speaking about how damaging beef in particular can be for climate change. But at the same time that he's saying and doing all of this over here, on the other hand, he is actively funding, investing in, and supporting animal agriculture. So I did just a quick search, really, like a very quick search, of the Gates Foundation public grants on the foundation's website. And just in the past 2 years that I was quickly able to pull up, from 2018 through 2020, the Gates Foundation has given over $100 million directly to livestock and animal agriculture industry groups. This includes things like $1.3 million to Heifer International. Check out my video on why I don't support Heifer International here. $17 million to the International Livestock Research Institute to support investment and development of livestock globally. $8.9 million to Hendrix Genetics to promote the development and genomic breeding of superior breeds of chickens to increase poultry production. $1.5 million to the EcoHealth Alliance, specifically to support the Indian Ministry of Animal Husbandry and Dairying. And $12.5 million to the International Center for Living Aquatic Resource Management to increase productivity and development of aquaculture systems, which, for those of you who don't know, that means AKA toxic, harmful fish farms. And honestly, this list just goes on and on and on. This is just a fraction of the grants that I was quickly able to find. Not to mention that the Gates Foundation has regularly partnered with some of the worst food companies and most environmentally destructive corporations on the planet to promote things like industrial agriculture, monocrops of GMOs, and toxic pesticides. In January of 2020, the Gates Foundation launched a new initiative called Gates Ag One that is a subsidiary of the Gates Foundation. And Gates Ag One has a stated mission to empower smallholder farmers with affordable, high-quality tools, technologies, and resources they need to lift themselves out of poverty. However, as good as that may sound, the problem is the president of Gates Ag One is Joe Cornelius. And Joe Cornelius was previously the director of food, agriculture, and nutrition at Bayer Crop Science for 13 years. And before that, he also worked a stint at Monsanto as well as Pfizer. So I don't really care how you spin this or what words you put on empowering small farm holders. The person in charge of this has worked with and probably supports the agenda of some of the largest food and chemical companies on the planet who are industrial agriculture. So how likely do you think it is that someone like Joe Cornelius, being the president of Gates Ag One, is going to do anything to actually promote veganic, vegan, organic, and regenerative and sustainable farming practices with this new initiative? So sure, we can celebrate the fact that Bill Gates publicly stated that rich nations should switch to eating 100% synthetic beef. But you know what would do a hell of a lot more good for the people, for the animals, for the planet, and for spreading veganism? If Bill Gates actually stopped actively investing in and spending hundreds of millions of dollars to prop up and grow the animal agriculture industry and further consolidate power and wealth with some of the worst food and agriculture corporations on the planet.
That was Serena Farb, Born Vegan, bornvegan.org. Now I'm going to read the mission statement of Vegan Earth Day March. Quote, to create a societal vegan paradigm shift that normalizes nonviolence, sustainability, and collective liberation for all earthlings through the immediate development and transition to a plant-based veganic food system, end quote. For those who would like to learn more what veganic farming means or veganic gardening, I suggest visiting certifiedveganic.org, or you can listen to my interview with Dr. Susan Craig, who joined us last week on Vegan Nation. Susan is one of the founding members of the North American Veganic Certification Standard. In her interview, she talks about the veganic farming method, as well as she talks about the climate engineering that's going on worldwide. She sounds the alarm on the climate engineering. Now I'll relay a few of the values of the Vegan Earth Day March. Quote, we are rooted in anti-speciesism. Our approach is nonviolent. We are working for the collective liberation of all sentient beings. We value decentralized, grassroots solutions and activism, not top-down corporate and technological approaches. We believe that both systems change and individual change are important. We seek a global vegan paradigm shift. We seek a radical and holistic transformation of our entire food and agriculture system, including the Farm Bill and governmental subsidies. We believe that a regenerative, veganic food system is key to healing our relationship with the planet and all that inhabit it. We do not support or promote corporate industrial agriculture, GMO monocrops, and synthetic pesticides. We are advocating for a vegan, plant-based food system and do not promote lab-cultured meat and dairy. End quote. That was the values of Vegan Earth Day March, happening worldwide April 22nd. Marches and rallies are occurring in over 40 cities worldwide.
Ooh, I love the way you grow.
You're tuned in to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Molly Narrow, in Worcester, Massachusetts.
Plant your milk in Dickinator.
We'll be taking a short break, and then we'll continue with our program.
Oh, I need now the water.
Thank you for tuning in to Vegan Nation.
All I need now is water.
Thank you for tuning in.
Water. All I need now is water. Water. All I need now is water. Water.
We You're listening to DJ KVM. Motivation.
Ooh, I love the way you roll.
Water. Welcome back from the break. Thank you for listening to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlena Massachusetts. Within this episode, I'm sharing information about the Vegan Earth Day March. April 22nd. Marches and rallies are occurring in over 40 cities worldwide. In the USA, Los Angeles and San Francisco, California. Phoenix, Arizona. Orlando and Central Florida. Boston, Massachusetts. For information on the Boston, Massachusetts March, one can contact Laura Ray. Her email is laurasunray@hotmail.com. You can also find her on social media. Continuing with the marches and rallies of Vegan Earth Day March, St. Louis, Missouri, Bozeman, Montana, New York City, Charlotte, North Carolina, Oberlin, Ohio, Portland, Oregon, Austin, Texas, Seattle, Washington. In Canada, Toronto, Ottawa, Winnipeg, Saskatoon, Edmonton. In Mexico, Mexico City, Hermosillo, Merida. Also cities in South and Central America, Chile, Uruguay, Peru, Colombia, Africa, Malawi, Nigeria, Kenya, and Europe, Thessaloniki, Greece, Naples, Italy, Zurich, Switzerland, London, Portugal, Netherlands, in the Middle East, in Egypt, Georgia, Amman, Jordan, Tel Aviv, Israel, Australia and Oceania, Wellington and Christchurch, New Zealand, India, Mumbai, India. One can visit veganearthdaymarch.org for more information. Let's have a musical interlude with Reverie Rose, Earthlings, Vegan Rap Song.
Earthlings, earthlings, attention please. This is a message from the future to humanity. You are engaged in destructive activities. All can be avoided, not as hard as it seems. You have been gifted with such great ability. Such great power comes with great responsibility. You're faced with the choice to perpetuate insanity or move towards compassion and love and equality. What will you do with the vulnerable in society? What will you take without grace or humility? You don't own the earth or her creatures. Sit down now, get on your knees and beseech her for forgiveness. Thank your mother goddess. People stressing about the water, about the soil, about the ocean life. But do you think about the flesh you're cutting with your fork and knife? The industries that gave you this pollute the planet, make you sick. Waste the water, feed the cows, forget about the starving kids. None of us are free. Tell me what the f*** is the difference? Speciesism. we've all been taught this. Some lives just matter less. Well, it's a trick. And these companies profiting off our unhealthy habits. Yeah, they don't show you the corpses in the pits full of maggots, cause that wouldn't sell well. Not half as well as Cottonmouth. Rip the baby from its mother, close them up in a jail cell. We take what we don't need, toss the rest off to the side. Every bite we eat, I hear the sound of the earth cry.
Out of the low vibes and spread our new high vibe wings, we must move forward.
I won't take part in our regression. We are beings of love, not creatures of aggression. Walk with me. I want to see what we can be. But in order for that to happen, we gotta do things differently. But I believe so passionately in a world where all beings are free.
Earthlings, Vegan Rap Song by Reverie Rose. You tuned into Vegan Nation, bringing you vegan music, news, events, and interviews about the vegan evolution, revolution worldwide. The Abolition Amendment, a proposed amendment to the U.S. Constitution, is published. It can be utilized by anyone from any political party. Section 1 of the Abolition Amendment. Neither slavery nor involuntary servitude of any animal shall exist within the United States or any place subject to their jurisdiction. For more details and the full text of the Abolition Amendment, one can visit the Vegan Nation Archives, which includes an interview with the primary author and editor of the Abolition Amendment, Shelley Harrison. Here's local vegan news of a vegan event. New England Veg Fest volunteer get-together at the Vegan Nest Cafe. Learn about volunteer opportunities for the 2023 New England Veg Fest by joining the Veg Fest team for an informal get-together on April 16th, Sunday, at the Vegan Nest Cafe in Clinton, Massachusetts, 54 High Street, Clinton. The time is 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. During the event, the Vegan Nest Cafe is open with their full menu, including Sunday brunch items and delicious vegan soft-serve ice cream.
Everybody's talking about changing the game.
Don't shoot, I'm a vegan, and I'm here to rock your world. I'm not a terrorist, but I'm an activist, and I'm here to rock your world. I'm a vegan, it's not an allergy, it's a strategy, and I'm here to rock your world.
This is Vegan Smite in Australia. Don't shoot.
If you know a dog, you know that dogs are he's and she's, not it's and bits and pieces and Jesus. What I want to tell you and sell you is just a quantum shift, a total global loop where everybody's happier, freer, lighter, doing righter, live and let live for all, whether you're on foot or hoof or paw. Open the door, stop the war before it's too late to demonstrate that we're astute. Don't shoot, don't shoot. It makes sense to help out those without defense, even if it takes a while to compute. Don't shoot. Don't you?
Thank you for joining us on Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlena Massachusetts. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views of the station nor its management.
I'm an activist, and I'm here to rock your world. Don't
you? Please join us again next week at the same time. You can hear this program again at vegansradio.com. And I also want to give a special mention of the females and males who are enslaved in the laboratories, the pharmaceutical laboratories. They often get thrown under the bus during the, what I call the carnist coup d'etat of 2020. It's not just the slaves in animal agriculture who we are working to free, not just the humans who we're working to free, but please, let's remember the laboratory animals, other victims in the military industrial, dead flesh, dairy, egg, pharmaceutical, medical, media, banking complex, soon to change into the paradigm of peace and justice and sustainability, veganism worldwide.
I'm gonna rock you up, don't shoot,
don't shoot, don't shoot, don't shoot, don't shoot, don't shoot.
I'm a vegan and I'm here to rock your world.